The good news is out, dudes. Researchers at the University of Missouri just discovered that being a manly man, showing little emotion, never sharing feelings, and acting tough, does not cause psychological distress, at least not in men. Weekend Edition essayist Alfred Lubrano is satisfied with their conclusions.
They almost had us. Oh yeah, women nearly tricked us into sharing and caring. Practically had us cracking open like brittle little man pinatas, describing what was in our deep chambered hearts. How clever they were, telling us we would die young if we didn't blurt and spill. Bottled up feelings kill, free them instantly. It nearly worked on me, I gotta say. Once, when my wife asked me how I was feeling, I almost didn't say, fine, and leave it at that. I almost told her, and man, this is hard to confess to all you hombres out there. I almost told her that I'd had a tough day, that I was more and more being bothered by a growing sense of mortality, a belief that I didn't matter, a gnawing concern that I... Blah! Forget that stuff now, boys. Fine is all she gets. Fine, and maybe I'm a little tired. But that's it. Now and forever, we are clam nation, hard-shelled and sealed tight. We speak only of barbecue, on-base percentages, and hemis, whatever those are. Let's examine the world, shall we, and review some salient points. Women own emotions, but have little power. Men have power, but display few emotions. Do the cultural calculus, Sonny Jim. See, Tony Soprano had it right. He lamented the passing of the Gary Cooper type, who stoically faced the world's gunslingers. If Gary ever decided to blab about himself, as men are now encouraged to do, Tony surmised, you couldn't get him to shut up. All this is important, because men in enterprise together cannot be bogged down by emotion. I mean, if they had functioning hearts, how could Enron executives divert electricity from old ladies on the West Coast? If you need a macho example, follow the tough guy lead of our president. Bring it on, Bush. Too long have we been cajoled into damning the testosterone. Too long have we been prodded into revealing our inner selves. Paraphrasing Chris Rock, all we need when we come home at the end of the day is food and silence. We don't raise our kids, we just babysit them once in a while. We don't write thank you notes, we don't back down when the guy in the car up ahead cuts us off. We don't say, I love you, all that much. We are manly American men, darn it all. And being manly, science now says, will not hurt us. That is, unless women do.
Alfred Lubrano writes for the Philadelphia Inquirer. His latest book is called Limbo, Blue Collar Roots, White Collar Dreams.